Way News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. AFP reports a river of boiling lava in the Democratic Republic of Congo came to a halt on the outskirts of Goma Sunday after the nighttime volcanic eruption sent thousands of terrified residents fleeing in panic. Thousands had fled during the night, and many families slept on pavements surrounded by their belongings under a night sky turned red by fire and fumes. Chinese state media says 21 people have died while running a mountain cross-country ultramarathon in the country's northwest after hail, freezing rain, and gale force winds hit the high-altitude race. One runner who quit the race said other runners weren't dressed for winter-like conditions, many wearing short-sleeved tops. A woman who worked for the race organizer said there were no predictions of extreme weather for the day of the race. However, the local branch of the National Early Warning Information Center warned for the past 3 days of hail and strong winds. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments aired by state TV further underscored the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by the 2015 nuclear deal. Iran media reports the country has started rolling blackouts, which officials blame on heat, drought impacting hydropower generation, and surging electricity demand blamed in part on cryptocurrency mining. For more information on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says